Hallelujah. Brother Kendall's hair is looking all sharp tonight. Jesse, you can cut off all the AC in the building, make sure it's all off everywhere. Isn't it good to sow? Somebody say hallelujah for that. Some say a safe place. You know what? Every day when we look at the news, the church becomes more valuable. Hallelujah. Amen. When everything looks so unstable, somebody say the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you what, if somebody, Jesse, I think we have it someplace. I think we have that word, that prophetic word, somewhere. Crystal, you might even have it on your laptop. Can you print it for us if you do? Feel really impressed to do that. Amen. Somebody say, thank the Lord for that. Somebody say, we overcome by planting seeds. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Why don't you stand up right where you are if we're waiting for them to do this? And we'll just pray in the Holy Ghost for 30 seconds. Isn't that good to pray? Just open your mouth and pray boldly. Amen. And let's keep on. Amen. What you got there? Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Just open up your mouth and pray as boldly as you can. Hallelujah. I like it bright. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, pray good, hard for me. Thank you, Jesus. And as you're getting something, you can pray out what you get from the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. If you're getting tired of standing, Brother Kendall, you can sit down. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, keep on praying. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Well, that's good, guys. Come on back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. Thank you, Father. Why don't you open your Bibles? Tell them don't worry about it. Everybody say, hear the word.
Hear the word.
Now we're learning. We grow by what? We grow by hearing the word, amen, and believing the word and trusting God. Somebody say, hear the word.
Hear the word.
But we got to make sure it's the word of God, don't we? We got to make sure it's the word of God. Just hearing somebody talk during this particular time of service is really not going to do anything. Amen. But if it's the word of God, it will cause you to grow. So say the potency. Everybody say the potency of hearing the word of God. We have to develop a reverence and an honor for the word of God. Notice that as we're studying the book of Acts, we're seeing certain things. One of the points I want to get across to you is how important is the word of God. And someone said, well, my Bible reading is really important. Well, that's one way that you're going to get the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
But notice back then, they didn't have the written word like you have. Half of them couldn't even read. And if they could read, who knows whether they could understand what the scriptures really said or whether they even had scriptures right there. So you got a lot more. Amen. Do you know you probably know more than most of these guys knew, except for the apostles probably. Amen. And some of the Sadducees, but you know more than most of these people because they had never had the ability to read all that you read. My, all those, you got all of the prophecies in one book, and we all got it. The Bible says the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, just like the waters cover the sea. Didn't it? The knowledge of the glory of the Lord, just like the waters covers the sea, doesn't it? Well, look at the word of God today. It's everywhere. And we think that it was like that forever, that you'd go into the synagogue and there'd be a bunch of Bibles around for everybody. You got a Bible? Want a Bible? Amen. Anybody brings their Bibles with you? You know what it'd be like to see all the church walking around with all these scrolls? What it would take? Most of them got one little, they got one little letter and they would rip up the book and pass it out to make sure that everybody got it. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
He said, make sure this letter is read. When they talk about one book of the Bible, you even read it one time in the Bible. He said, make sure this letter is read in all the churches. That means they had that book, whatever it was. And they would take it around, that one little letter that he wrote, and that's what they had to get by on. Some said the power of the word. Say, well, now, how many want to grow up? Now, we don't want to get weird. We don't want to get flaky, but you got to be disciplined, and you got to be discerning if you want to get all that God has for you. It's not as easy. It's easy. The Bible says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. But I tell you what, you're going to have to grow up spiritually and stop using excuses that everybody's made used before. Just trying to play it safe. God wants to do a whole lot more than that. He's intended that us, that we would walk by the Spirit of God and not just in our head. And you know what we've done in the church today? Most of the churches today have taken out the Spirit, taken out the anointing, spiritual responsibility they've taken out. Amen. And as long as you can hold on to good, sound tradition, everything's going to be all right. Well, you're not going to get enough that way. These people had to be discerning. Now, most of the people that we run with, we've learned to hear prophetic words and learn to judge those words and run with it. Some say, the word. Well, you got to be strong and discerning and not led away like foolish people. Amen. You got to know, you got to have a prayer life to really get everything God wants you to do, because God expects you to hear. He expects to speak to you today. There's some things he wants to reveal for you. And of course, it's going to be in line with the written word. Somebody say, the written word. The spoken word. Well, all of those things. Everybody say the word logos. Everybody say logos.
Logos.
Now, when you hear that word logos, means word. Now, we were talking to some people earlier, said in the beginning was the word. In the Gospel of John, it opens up, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was also God. And the word became flesh. Everybody say word.
Word.
Well, the word, that word logos means thought, intention, and purpose, and will of God. Isn't that powerful? How many got willpower?
Amen.
Well, that's that word that it meant, that God's intention. Amen. And then there's another word. Somebody say rhema.
Rhema.
Some of us love that word. We hear about rhema Bible College. Well, that rhema word is the spoken word of God. That's why it's so powerful. They don't call it rhema. They call it rhema because they wanted to train people to hear God. To hear God, to hear prophetic words, to hear what God's saying for a season, or to hear debars. And once they hear a debar or something, amen, they'd be able to go out there and preach it everywhere. This is what God is saying right now. Some say the rhema, or
spoken
word of God.
Word.
Well, see, there are a lot of people that never get rhema because they haven't learned to be spiritual. They don't think that God speaks anymore. And there are certain people that are so afraid, you know, they don't know God. They don't know God themselves, so they're not able to discern whether God said something, whether God didn't say anything. Now, I know my mother. Now, you could go to me and you could say, your mama said this about you, and I know whether it was true or not, amen, because I know my mom. Well, there are a lot of people today that don't get any messages, amen, from anyone, from anybody, because they don't know God. But when we know God, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We know when he speaks, and we know if it's right, we can judge it. Somebody say, let every word be judged. So you, if you're going to be strong believers, listen, if you're going to stay in little infancy forever, amen, and just go with what you can, the little stories, thank God for the stories. They're good for us. It's a great foundation, amen. But God wants to take you on to deeper things. But you're never going to get there unless you develop yourself spiritually. You got to have a strong foundation in the Word of God so that when people come to you with all kind of stuff, amen, you know whether it agrees with the written Word or not. You know whether it agrees with the written word or you know what? The Spirit of God. Somebody say hallelujah. Even the Catholic Church, it says, they say they take certain things. And I know some people don't like the Catholic Church, but you know what? They say God gets to all of these things are co-equal in power. Some of them I don't understand and don't agree with. They said, first of all, the church. What the church says. That means what that church set up, the rules and regulations of that church is powerful. But also balance it out is the written word of God, the Bible, and also the Spirit. They say the word, the church, and the Spirit, and all these things together, amen, give us, you know, are co-equal there. That's kind of risky, isn't it? But if they had been around that long and they stand that strong in that, do you think we could grow up a little bit? Somebody say, grow up.
Grow up.
These are the last days. These are the last days, and God's going to look to lead you and guide you spiritually and supernaturally. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
People are talking about bombing and all this stuff. Well, church, we're going to have to grow up. God started to lead the early church. Listen, as we study this book of Acts, we're going to find out that they were getting all kind of words from God. And they were following the words that they got from God and speaking the words that they got. Somebody say the word.
Word.
We have lost. You know what? We've lost reverence for the Word of God, the Spirit of God, and the preached Word of God. We've taken it down to nothing. I remember even in a Methodist church as I was a kid, you'd be real careful when the preached Word of God was going forth because God was speaking. Remember that? And now we got so illustrated. We put together little plays and little nursery rhymes. Amen. That stuff is nice. You can pick it up, but I want to hear from heaven. Somebody say hallelujah. Especially in this day and age and in this time. Somebody say reverence for the word. Why am I saying all this? Is because we want you to get developed spiritually. We want you to get developed spiritually and not be on tricycle wheels all the time. Not be riding around on spiritual tricycles all the time to where somebody has to teach you and walk with you on lesser levels, you know? And if you know, well, we're going to go back to this verse right here. Of course, we're going to stay in the Word. We need to stay in the Word, right? But you got to learn to hear from heaven and hear from God. And a lot of people, you know what? They can't walk in that direction because they go off because you have somebody come in here with some false word, help them follow it, follow them into a ditch. You know, so a lot of churches don't even have prophecy. A lot of people get really scared when people get out on strong end of prophecy or get out into the Word of God. You know why? Because so many people have run off in a ditch, and the reason why they ran off into a ditch is because they weren't trained to hear. They weren't disciplined to hear. So they don't allow God to lead them by the Word. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, I'm liking this. So say the power of the word. Say it one more time. Say it again.
The power
of the word. Glory to God. Acts chapter 11. Let's go there. See, we get so caught up when people just start hanging out. And we've learned that hanging out is not enough. Hanging out is not enough, and just making your church services, it's not enough. But here in the book of Acts, chapter 11, it says this. And the apostles and the brethren were in Judea and heard the Gentiles had also received what? They heard that the Gentiles received what? Wow. Now, we want people to be able to receive the Holy Spirit, right? How many know that it's important that everybody receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? But it's also important, amen, that people learn to receive the Word of God. Somebody say hallelujah. Most of you won't even be able to receive the Holy Spirit until you receive the Word of God. And receive the Word of God, just not sitting up there and listening to somebody. It's you've conditioned your heart to hear the Holy Spirit. That's why they said over and over again, and Jesus said, he that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. In the book of Revelation, it says that. Amen? Jesus repeats it again. Some say, you've got to have the ability. You can't receive a word that you don't hear. And there are certain things you've got to do, amen, in order to keep an ear open so you can hear heaven. Somebody say, hallelujah. Come on, it's quiet. We're going to get out of here. Jesus is here. He is here, and he's going to help us. Amen. Somebody say, I need to hear from heaven. And hearing from heaven, you know, you're going to get beyond that stuff. You're going to develop a prayer life. You're going to develop a prayer life that keeps you sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit. But then again, you're going to develop strong, good doctrine. Amen. You're going to know the Word of God. Say, hey, wait a minute, that's contrary to what God says himself. So that can't be God. Amen. We're not just telling people to get out there and get flaky and get weird. When the apostles heard, and brethren heard, that were in Judea, heard that the Gentiles had also received the Word. Some say, with the Word comes the Holy Ghost. And when Peter was come to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him. Somebody say, hallelujah, there was a problem. Somebody say, a problem. So they understood. I want you to see how they looked at things back then and what they thought was important. You know, because we leave out a bunch of stuff today to pick up religion. Somebody say, the love for the Word. I see another scripture here when we're talking about the Word. Amen. Go to Acts. Stay in the same chapter of Acts. Verse 9. But the voice answered me again and from heaven, what God hath cleansed, call not thou common. And this was done three times, and in verse 11, and behold, immediately there were three men already come unto the house where I was, sent from Caesarea unto me, and the Spirit bade me go with them, nothing doubting. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house, and he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, and stood and said unto him, send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter. Who shall do what? What is Peter going to do? Some say, tell me words. See, so often we want to go to the next level and we want to get spiritual, and we want to get filled with the Spirit, but we don't think it's important to hear the Word. But those angels came to him and they said, listen, you send for Simon Peter. Amen. And when he comes there, he's going to tell you words. So say, thank God for words. God's going to get you out of, the Bible says he sent his Word and healed their disease. So say, just tell me the Word. And I'll be set free. See, that's why people, when they get in a rut, sometimes they go to hear the Word of God. You know, I got some bills. I got some debt. I need to get to the Word, because you know what? When God's going to come through, amen, he's going to come through by the Word. You've got to hear it first. Then God will perform it. Somebody say, thank God. That's how you receive from heaven. You go and find someplace where the Word of God. Somebody say, the Word of God. Not just a good preacher, people. I'm talking about the Word of God's being preached. Some say, someone that's heard from heaven. Some say, where that spiritual element of prophecy is evident. You go and you hear that word. Some say, tell your words. See, we leave so many things out. The steps to being full, the steps of revival, the steps of Christian maturity, amen? Some say the importance of being able to discern that difference. Some say words of life. The word of God is different than any other word in the world. Somebody say, thank God for that. His word is powerful. It's quick, sharper than any two-edged sword, able to divide between soul and spirit. Some say it's power. It's supernatural. That's why we got to pray and we got to believe God. And that's why they said earlier when we started preaching, it's not good for us to do this and do all that other stuff. We will give ourselves to prayer and to the word of God because they realized how important the word was. Someone would say, thank you, Jesus. Because when you got the word, you got God. Somebody say hallelujah. Notice that it said even before Jesus, when Jesus got here, right there in the gospel, I like the genealogy in John's gospel because it starts with the word, amen? That's where he came from. Other books went off and started talking about father of this, son of this one, son of this one. But this other boy, he just said, listen, the one that knew him, amen? Looked at him and said, listen, in the beginning was the word. Some say, in the beginning was the word. That's the foundation, people. And the word, somebody say hallelujah. Notice it said, when Jesus got here, that's why they called him the Word. That's what it was talking about. When he got here, the first thing was the Word. And anyone that would receive, amen, the Word. Amen. Receive life abundantly. So whatever situation you're going through, whatever situation you're dealing with, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Open your heart. Amen. There's a word coming. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I like what Brother Copeland says, that just one word, amen, will change your life forever.
Amen.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Just one word. Hold on just a little while longer. And they said right there, so are we learning anything about the book of Acts? Are we learning anything? We just taking our time with the book of Acts and learn and picking out stuff that other people just let go along. We want you to see the church's reverence for the supernatural word of God. Who will tell you words whereby thou and thy house shall be saved. Isn't that neat? He said you'll be saved just by the words that come out of his mouth. Somebody say thank the Lord for that.
Thank the Lord for that.
Well, I don't need that. That's not worth anything. That's not going to do anything for me. Isn't it great when he said, listen, you go get for this one, and they're going to tell you something, amen, and it's going to make everything that's going on in your house all right, and you'll be saved. Somebody say, saved.
By the word.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, saved by the word again.
Saved.
They used to say, saved by the bell. I say, saved by the word, amen. Saved by the word. If you pray and you believe God and we get in agreement, amen, that the word of God will go unhindered, you just sit up under it, amen, and that word will save you and deliver you and set you free. It'll turn things around. Somebody say, the word works.
Word.
Say it one more time. The word,
works.
Word. And I'm not just talking about stories and running the mouth, amen. I'm talking about the power of God, amen. God's anointing. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. So say,
tell me words
that my household will be saved. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Now listen, who will tell thee words whereby thou and thy house shall be saved? Don't let the devil, don't get so busy. That's why I'm telling Sister Kathy, amen. Don't let the devil get you so busy in church that you get out of the word. See, we got to make sure when we got people that are so active, I get active, Jesse's active, different people are active, she's back there at the church, we got to help her out. Somebody say amen, because it's the word that will set you free and save you. Amen? You tell somebody, coming to church, not going to do nothing, but when you hear, that'll do it. You get in there and you do whatever you got to do to hear. Amen? You see people sit up here for 5 and 6 years, amen, didn't hear a thing. Listen to it, but never heard it. That's not good enough. Who will tell thee words? Whereby they would say, and as I begin to speak, somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
When did it happen? See, we're talking about, I like this real quick. You know, back there in the book of Acts, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. But here, this Gentile. Amen. Some say the Gentile. And I like this Gentile. This Gentile was a bad boy. You know, he was filled with the Holy Ghost. You know why he was the first Gentile filled with the Holy Ghost? He's the first Gentile filled with the Holy Ghost. Isn't that awesome? Before that, it was all a bunch of Jews. Amen. Abraham covenant people. People that could say, listen, I'm in Abraham's family. Therefore, I have a right to be saved. That's all they thought. If you weren't a Jew, you weren't getting saved. You can hang it up. But somebody say, the first Gentile.
The first Gentile.
Say, the first Gentile was a giver. The first Gentile, amen, God sent word to him. First of all, he said, listen, your prayers, somebody say prayers, and alms have come up as a memorial before God. That means that God remembers your prayers. God remembers your prayers. He remembered his prayers and he saw his good works to the poor. Amen. And they came up as a memorial of God, and God said, listen, get Peter. Isn't that awesome? Didn't send it down the right. He went right to the top. Didn't he? He said, get Peter and send Peter to him over there, and Peter will tell him words. And as Peter began to speak, somebody say, the word. As the word of God went forth, amen, something happened. Someone say, the Holy Ghost fell. We haven't seen that in a long time. That's one of the reasons how you can discern whether it's the word of God or not. Did the Holy Ghost fall? So we say, glory to God. When the word of God is preached, somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The glory of God will come down. He will accompany his word. Somebody say, signs and wonders. Follow the word of God. That's why we work so hard in different ministries, and people don't understand it. We haven't picked it up in helps and different things. That the word of God is not because, oh, that little half, little 15, 20 minutes that he speaks is so important, blah, blah, blah. No, it's the word. Someone say,
the word
of God. It's powerful. So we don't want to do anything, amen, to hinder the word of God, because when the word of God is preached, the Holy Ghost comes down. You can sing all you want to, amen. But it's God's choice. See that? We get it. Sometimes when we sing and get blessed, glory to God, he inhabits the praises of his people, amen. But the power of the Holy Ghost comes down when the word of God is preached.
Amen.
As he began to speak, somebody say, glory to God. The Holy Ghost fell. As on us at the beginning, then I remembered. Somebody say, the word of the Lord. Glory to God. How that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, praise the Lord. For God gave them the gifts as he did to us. The word, I'm going to stop right there because I think that's good enough. Amen. Somebody say, thank the Lord. Say it again. Bless God. For the preached and the powerful word of God. See, we got to tell people, say, did you get the word? You might have enjoyed what you heard, but did you get the word? Amen. It might have been, I can watch different people on TV. I can hear orators and I can hear poetry. Amen. But that doesn't mean it's the word. Amen. It's the word that sets us free. Knowledge is not going to set us free. A lesson. You can get a lesson anywhere. Amen. But it's the word of God that makes the difference. And in this situation, somebody say hallelujah. With all the stuff going on in the world and all the uncertainty, we need the word of God now more than ever. We don't need a bunch of religion. Amen. Bunch of philosophers and all this other stuff. We need to hear from heaven.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We need to hear from heaven if we want God to deliver us and set us free. Not what I think, not what I believe, not what my persuasion is. Amen. I need to hear from heaven. He sent the word and set them free. Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So we learned tonight that the word of God was crucial. How many develop, after hearing this tonight, you're understanding this thing a little bit better when we talk about, hey, let's keep the Word of God fresh. Let's do whatever we can because we don't want Rod getting up here. Amen. Thank God for that. Amen. You know, we just don't want that anymore, but we expect and we're putting our faith. So they're using their faith that the Word of God will go forth.
Amen.
That's what we put our faith in. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I like that thing where the boys prayed. Church was under persecution and they got together with the church and they prayed. They said, Lord, you hear all these threats and you see all these things going on. Send now your spirit, Lord, that when we preach the word with all boldness, signs and wonders would accomplish your word. They said, Lord, empower the word even more. So say the word. The word of God is going to be more precious. Somebody say hallelujah. More precious. See, we had all, when nothing's going on and you don't need it, see, fairy tales and riddles, you know, will satisfy. Amen. But these are coming the times. Amen. This is the hour, this is the day when we need to hear from heaven.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, when the word of God was precious. Yeah, there were times when the word of God was precious. Hallelujah. He wanted me to read one other thing to you. Amen. I don't understand it, but I'm going to read it. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And this is for somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Just right here in verse chapter 12. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. Chapter 12, verse 5. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Some say prayers hinder. Oh, glory to God. Prayer hinders Satan's plan. See, now notice that Peter was sent. Peter was sent to push out the word of God, and the devil wanted to stop the word. So he put him in prison. When the word of God is in prison, people, what do? Pray. Somebody say hallelujah. When the word of God seems that it's bound, amen, when things are coming against the word of pressures of life. See, we don't have to be in prison here today. They don't have to throw us in prison. But boy, you could go through so many things, amen, that the word of God gets hindered. Whether you're in prison, amen, whether you're worried about this, worried about that, caught up in this, and not free. Some say the word of God's got to be free in order for it to go out.
Amen.
And when you see the word of God bound, the word of God bound, the Lord's trying to tell us tonight. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When it's bound in any way or even distracted, somebody say hallelujah. See, I can get up in a bunch of stuff. You send me sometimes, I could be just as distracted or just as airhead, just as stupid, just as off. When you see that, somebody say hallelujah. You can pray. You can pray. Somebody say, when Peter was in prison, the prayers were made of the church for him. Somebody say hallelujah. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keeper, therefore, of the door kept the prison. That didn't move God. Let me tell you what. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Amen. He could have died. That wasn't the issue. They weren't praying because they loved him so much. They did love him. Amen. But to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. They didn't have Peter in prison. They were trying to imprison the word. They were trying to shut him up. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You understand? Well, listen, if they hated Jesus back then, they'll hate you too. But they're not really hating you. They're hating the word of God on the inside of you. Somebody say, when the word of God is hindered. Pray. Glory to God. Pray. And look what God does. Ooh, somebody say, the word of God will never be hindered. Because I'm going to pray. Pray for 2 seconds. Come on, just pray for 2 seconds. Pray. Say, loose the word right now in the name of Jesus. Loose the word right now in the name of Jesus. And behold, someone say, the angel of the Lord. Someone say, glory to God. Came upon him. Then angels were a trip. See, the angels are out there working. You notice that the angel went glory to God. Somebody say, huh? Who are we talking about here? The angel of the Lord went over there to Cornelius, amen, and said, send for Peter, amen, that he might pray, that he might give you word. Somebody say, the angel. Somebody say, the angels. The angels can't preach the word. Do you know that? You can't have an angel come and preach the word to you. But the angels are working with every ability and everything they have that the word of God might be free and go forth. Some say, there's the angel. See, the angel knew that, look, they couldn't do it themselves, but they had to free an individual up, amen, that the word would go forth. So he sent the angel down there, amen, to release the word of God. Somebody say, hallelujah. So that angel went down there and said, get up, Peter. But it wasn't just Peter, amen. It was what Peter had on the inside of him. Amen. The angel went. So the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly, and his chains fell from his hands. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank
the Lord. There are so many people with the word of God. Amen. But they're chains, spiritual chains on their hand, and different bondages out there. And the Holy Ghost is trying to say, somebody say, release the word.
The word.
So he prayed. Amen. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself up and bind up thy sandals. Amen. And so he did. And he saith unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. Somebody say, hallelujah. And he went up and followed him, and wist not that it was true, which was by the angel, that thought he was saw a vision. So he was thinking he saw a vision. And when they had passed the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city. Somebody say, hallelujah. Which opened to them. Somebody say, a door. Of opportunity. Open wide. Which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through the one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter came to himself, somebody say hallelujah. So say came to himself. Say it one more time. Came to himself. What does that mean? What in the world did he came to himself? And I got written in my Bible here because I guess I was praying about that. And praying about that a while back, came to himself. Boy, I believe he was so full of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say hallelujah. Holy Ghost touched him, moved all over him. Amen. And sometimes the angel of the Lord could be God himself. Do you know that? Amen. They say that he wrestled with God. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
When he came to himself, he had such a spiritual experience that it blew him away. He didn't know what was going on. He thought he was in a vision, a dream. He didn't know what was happening. He was so overcome with God. Then when he finally came to himself, somebody say hallelujah. When he had come, we're at verse 11. And when he came to himself, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and have delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all. Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. Say he's delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. Somebody say set free. Say set free.
Set free.
Prayer set Peter free from the expectation or hope, because we know that expectation is nothing but a hope or desire of the people. Somebody say glory to God. Peter was in prison because that's what the Jews wanted. They wanted to shut him up. They had willpower. Somebody say willpower. Willpower to stop the word of God, and they had him bound. But prayers of the church, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Set him free, and delivered him from the expectation of the people. Somebody say, glory to God. Oh, praise the Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Everybody say, no evil. Say it one more time. No evil. Say, no evil. Somebody say, he's out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, that church prayed and prayed and prayed because, you know, it was a very serious situation. It wasn't he was just in there ready to go to court. He was in there to die. And they were praying, thinking there's no hope. We're just going to pray anyhow. He was supposed to die. And I tell you how serious it really was. Somebody said, when you're knocked out for the count. Somebody say, glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I hear the Holy Ghost ready to move in this place. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Father. I can see something. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. Somebody say, they were still praying. And Peter knocked at the door of the gate, and a damsel came to hearken, named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told Peter, and told how Peter was before the gate. Now, I like this real quick. And they said unto her, thou art mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so, as that she was telling the truth. And she said, they said, no, it's his angel. It's not Peter, because they were praying, but they really didn't know. They thought he's in jail. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. They're still praying for his deliverance, and he's already out. Somebody say glory to God. And Peter continued knocking. And when they had opened the door, they saw him and were astonished. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say they were astonished. I like this. I'm getting ready to get blessed in here, people. And when he had beckoned unto them with the hand to hold their peace and declared unto them. Somebody say declared. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say declared. He declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out. Somebody say, glory to God. I feel hot right now. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel like shouting. We've been singing. Somebody told me, amen, when you get in trouble, amen, he'll bring you out. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, when you get in trouble, he'll lift your burden. Glory to God. When you get in trouble, he'll bring you out. Somebody say, we're about to come out. Amen. Say, we're about something's happened. The church has prayed, and the bonds, amen, and the chains and the burdens have been lifted, and God has set the word of, he set his word free. Oh, y'all are sitting up here like you don't know what's going on. Hallelujah. Somebody say, he told and testified how the Lord, somebody say, the Lord brought him out. And he said, go and show these things unto James and unto the brethren. And he departed and went into another place. Somebody say, glory to God. Somebody say, hallelujah. 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 Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, thank God. God is moving. And then right after that, in that same chapter, there was a plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Hallelujah. God flipped it. Herod was about to kill him. And by the end of the chapter, Herod was dead. Hallelujah. Stand up right where you are. Some say, we've learned how to keep the word of God free. Oh, bless the Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And I like that. Oh, I like that. You know why? Because God told Peter, he said, upon this rock through Jesus, I'll build my church. Somebody say, hallelujah. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Somebody say, glory to God for that. We got a promise that the gates of hell are not going to be able to prevail against the church of God. Thank you, Jesus. So when the enemy comes in like a flood and it looks like it's all over, all you got to do is pray and he'll release the word of God, that the devil will never be able to prevail over the word of God. That the expectation of evil people will never be able to prevail over the word of God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Somebody say the gates of hell
shall not prevail
against the church. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And in verse 24, after Herod died, you're going to find this over and over again. Somebody say, it's all about the word. It's all about the word. It's all about the word. And in verse 24, it says this. And the word of God grew and multiplied. Somebody say, hallelujah. At the end of the verse, to make it real clear, one whole verse in Acts chapter 11, verse 24, it said it's nothing but the whole verse is, and the word of God grew. Somebody say, the word of God grew, and multiplied. If we would be more concerned about growing the word of God and multiplying the word of God, everything else falls in line after that. Somebody say, let the word of God, grow and multiply. And as the word of God grows and multiplies, guess what's going to happen to you? You're going to grow and multiply because the word of God is nothing but seeds.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem, for they had fulfilled their mission. Well, I'm in the wrong verse. Glory to God. Well, just stand up and bless the Lord right where you are and say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's good enough. So say,
I thank God
that his word,
your word
is growing.
And
multiplied.
And multiplied.
It's free.
It's not bound.
We loose the word of God. Let it go forth right now in the name of Jesus. Just pray. Just pray that the word of God wouldn't be bound right now in the name. We loose the word of God in every direction. We loose the word of God. We open every door, every opportunity, Father God. Let the word of God go free. Be not bound in the name of Jesus. Roko Samaha, pray right now in the name of Jesus. The word of God will not be bound. It will not be held captive. Glory to God. But the prayer of the righteous sets it free and sends it forth right now in the name of Jesus. Roko Salaba. We declare the word of God, amen, not the will of man, but the word of the Holy Ghost over this community, over this city, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, over this nation, right now, your word be exalted, O Lord. The word of God in the name of Jesus sets the captive free. Raise up preachers, Holy Ghost filled preachers, right now in the name of Jesus, not the religious, but the spirit filled, Father God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, that are not afraid to declare your word, Father God. Let the word of God, Father God, not agree with the expectation of men, Father God, but let the word of God agree, Father God, with your will, Father God. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Right now, send the word. Let the word of God, Father God, overrule, Father God, religion and tradition, Father God. Let your word go forth that your people may march forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We get to be here on Friday night. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Why don't y'all sit down? Ooh, if you can. Hallelujah. If you want to still keep blessing them, don't let me mess up your spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, do you know in May, I'm announcing it, I'm putting my faith out there because we're going to agree. Somebody say, hallelujah. May 2004, Nations Church is going to be 7 years old. That's our Jubilee year. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And we're already working on, somebody say, hallelujah, what we're believing God to do. How many of y'all want to get in agreement with us?
Yeah.
We want to do it up big and we want to do it right. So somebody say, let's start confessing. Let's start confessing God's blessed. Amen. We're going, amen. Somebody say, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, send the word. Send it right now in the name of Jesus. Touch the hearts and prepare your people that we might be ready, Father God, to receive the Jubilee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. I think this year for Nations Church birthday, it should be family only, just us only. Amen. I think we just do something fun, just us. Amen. But in 2004, we've already got it planned. We want to do something big. Hallelujah. If you need an offering envelope, amen, we have it right here. Jesse gave us big, a bunch of them. He's got great faith. Amen. And I saw somebody got the sign fixed. Somebody say hallelujah. Isn't that good? I don't know who it was, but somebody went back there, amen, and fixed the sign, amen, and let us pray. Somebody say, hold that sign together in the name of Jesus. Send an angel. That sign is a trip. It just goes in every direction, but we just pray by the name of Jesus, amen, that it just stays up there and stays strong the way that it needs to be. Also, Brother Robert needs a miracle. Somebody say hallelujah. Robert Chapa needs a miracle. And everybody say, Father. Stretch your hand in that direction. Actually, we're going to do it this way. Satan,
take your hands
off of Pronto Printing right now in the name of Jesus. That business belongs to God. And you are rebuked right now in Jesus' name. We speak forth blessing with wisdom in Jesus' name. We expect to see increase and a turnaround even now. Power of God. Angels of the Holy Ghost. Fill that place. Warring angels. Go forth right now in the name of Jesus and protect God's business. Hallelujah. He called on my son and my hand. Satan, every business around this complex, we claim it for the Lord Jesus Christ right now. And you have no place on this ground right now in Jesus' name. Anything concerned that has to do with 25700 I-45 North, hallelujah, it's under the power of the Holy Ghost. And if it's not, let it go in Jesus' name. Bless everything in conjunction with this property. We claim it for the Holy Ghost right now. Right now in Jesus' name, we thank you for our saved neighbors. Thank you, God. And the Christian businesses that you bought in this place, Father God. You're holy, you're God, you're just, and you're true. Sanctify this holy ground right now in the name of Jesus. We pray over that ballpark, over that volleyball court right now in the name of Jesus. The will of God stands strong over there in Jesus' name. Over Doris's business right now, we thank you that she's saved. Thank you. And listening to the word of God and that she's growing in the knowledge of you and you've kept that business when she wanted to give it up, Father God, and now everything's okay. If you've done it for her, you can do it for Robert. And we thank you for Hope over here. What a wonderful name. Hallelujah. That's giving limbs to children and different people, Father God. Let your anointing rest on them, Father God, and we call forth prosperity. Let it show up in the books immediately in Jesus' name. Bless every worker in this church, Father God, on their jobs, Father God. We rebuke worry and anxiety and stress and fear, even as the economy's going crazy, Father God. We believe your word that you're going to cause us to overcome and to reign and to prosper even more and more and more. We declare this is the day of the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day of prosperity. This is the day of abundance. This is when the church comes forward. Father God, we declare your blessing. We expect blessing. We don't anticipate fear, worry, or anything, Father God, but we expect the increase. And we say it shall manifest even now in the name of Jesus. Roko Samahaya. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Stand up and give God a shout. Stand up and give. Hallelujah. Stand up and give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Start to bless the Lord for his supernatural power on your life. For his supernatural. Say, bring it on in the name of Jesus. Use me. Ask God to use you. And he will. He will. He will. He will. Your blessing's coming. Your blessing's coming. Your blessing's coming. You just confess it. Your blessing's coming. Glory to God. Your blessing's coming. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
I got a funny, so y'all sit down for God when y'all go and give this offering. I'm done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord.
We get to be here Friday night.
Let's eat. Women's meetings at 7 o'clock, so y'all got to pick out at 6 o'clock. And don't forget, you women are going to Joyce Meyer next Friday. Men are going to Mardi Gras.